I went to school at Melbourne Port Church of England School, the building with the high towering clock on the left as you come from Sherborne into Melbourne Port. I did not want to go to school. I can remember my mother dragging me up Rosemary Lane, crying, saying, "I do not want to go." But at the gate we met the teacher, Miss May Tabor, who lived at East Street, Melbourne Port. She asked my mother why all the tears, and Mum said, "He does not want to leave his mother." Miss Tabor said, "Come on, Brian, I take my hand. I will look after you," and she did. After about 9 months, the time came to move up to a higher class. I was the only one in the class who said, "I do not want to leave Miss Tabor's class." Miss Tabor was my favourite teacher, and she even came to Sherborne Abbey in 1960 when I was married. So like the rest, we all moved up to Mrs. Smith's class. She was quite a nice teacher. Miss Alice Smith, née Hodges, was married to Fred Smith, and they lived at Westview, Melbourne Port. He worked at a glove leather factory of Thomas Enderson, the same factory as I spent all my life working. I then moved up to the top class, the teacher being the headmaster, Mr. Lindley. He was a good teacher, but he used to cane people at will. I had the cane at least 3 different times. The first time being caught jumping down the wall underneath the trees, that's in the school, into the stoke hole, which was where they had a boiler and all that, and you weren't allowed to do it. Were reported by Miss Tabor to the headmaster. We had 2 strokes on each hand. Also, for throwing stones with others at Mr. Collard's horse. But the headmaster asked the class who had been throwing stones at Mr. Collard's horse. I and 2 others put our hands up. The others, who were many, did not. So we had 2 strokes and they didn't. And I also had the cane for watching Arthur Greenstock letting down the tires of Dewfalls the Bakers of Hent Street. He pushed a matchstick into the valve of the tire on the van, and I had 1 stroke on each hand for watching him. That's it, you know. But I never went home to tell my parents, as I'm sure I would have had more punishment. But some did go home and tell their parents that they had been caned. The word spread around that, well, I hope I'm naming names, that Mrs. Hallett, the mother of David and Graham, was coming down at lunchtime to see the headmaster. So at lunchtime, we all waited at the top of the playground for the shout that she is coming. Her first words were, "Where is he? I'm the only one that will punish my children." But looking back, the headmaster was quite right to cane both children. After Mr. Lindley retired, the new headmaster was a Mr. Bradfield, who with his wife were also a teacher, were a little more tolerant. He had a cane, and sometimes he would remove it from the desk and would bend it in front of the class, saying, "The next 2 misbehaves will get this." And surprise, nobody did.
Okay.
Poetry, I always remember, we were doing the poetry, and it was said, this was in the afternoon, and it's about 3 o'clock. We finished about 4, I think. And anyway, we're going to do this, and there was a poem. I'll tell you what it was in a minute. And he did say, if anybody can come out and recite the first 4 verses, they can go on home. Well, of course, 1 or 2 girls got up. But then there was a couple boys who could have done it, but Hector Parsons said, you go up, look out. So you didn't go, see, because you were afraid. If you went up and went on early, next time he'd give you a smack on it.
Why?
Yeah, oh, yeah. But I remember the poem was, and I could have done the first verse. Welcome, wild northeaster. Shame it is to see odes to every zephyr near a verse to thee.
Lovely.
I can remember that even now.
And I'm an English teacher, and I appreciate that, yes.
But that was what you got, see, with Hector Parsons, see. But I can remember to finish up with, out in the school, he bullied people about, and a chap named Fred Coombs. And he used to get on to Fred and do all sorts to him. And one day there, Fred exploded, and he hit he all round them. Mm. And we didn't say nothing, but we were said, please, this punch, he done it. And then Hector Parsons, thought, we need to finish, Hector Parsons going to have a go at he. And he put his arms all round them.
Extraordinary.
See, you get the bullies, see. You know, they think they can boss people, but then when they get somebody who's going to retaliate to them, they've nothing in them at all. Mm. The reason for that was because Hector Parsons wasn't that bright.
Mm.
See, but if the teachers had only knew that why a lot of people didn't come forward to do, you know, like that, some of them would have went on, you know, which is only, you know, if he'd got down to one, you know, he thought, well, I might go on 10 minutes earlier, you know, but, you know.
He must have felt threatened by the other kids' abilities, perhaps.
Well, I don't know, but this is how it was years ago, wasn't it? But they still get it now in the things, don't they?
Yes, yes.
You know.
What can you remember about the games that you played during the break times?
The games, we used to play football with a tennis ball in the playground, you know. But there were some, see, I can go through them now, a lot of names. They go down, you know, the tree, you know the church school, do you know?
Yes.
The church school, down the bottom there's a high trees, isn't it, down the bottom?
Yep.
Well, that wasn't so high then, they used to go down there and play there, which was fair do, you know, but the majority of people, you know, we used to play football and that, you know.
What about the girls, did they play football?
Well, the girls were at the front, so they played at the front, so I wouldn't know they played, so,
yeah.
You know, that sort of thing. But other things, we used to have to go to do gardening. Oh, we used to go over to the garden once a week over to, you know, we're going out to Goat Hill Road.
Yep.
The house, the first house, you know, that's where the teacher used to live, the headmaster.
Yes. Yeah.
Schoolhouse, that was called,
right.
Yeah.
Is it still called schoolhouse?
I don't know whether it is still, you know, but,
So you used to go to do a bit of gardening in his garden?
Well, yes, yeah, well, yeah, that was, yeah. And then we used to go, I'm going on from long ago, I know you'd be going from Genesis to Revelation, really, but I, Mr. Misbehaving will get this, but I remember him threatening to cane Fred Coombs. And Fred said, you're not hitting me with that, Mr. Mr. Bradfield sent Fred down to the milk room, which was another, while sending the rest of us home early. After much talking, he decided not to cane Fred Coombs. He didn't cane him, you know. And we used to have woodwork classes at the Church House, Melbourneport.
Uh-huh.
And later at Wincanton. But I can remember woodwork teacher by the name of Mr. Tyndall. I also remember fooling around at the Church House and throwing a chisel, which somehow broke a window. And I remember going down to see Mr. Smart, who was the caretaker at the time, who lived in the house where the dentist and library now are.
Mm-hmm.
He was also steward at the Conservative Club, and reported it to him, and he said, well, I don't know whether we got enough money to pay for the...
I'm listening.
Yeah, all right, yeah. I'm wrapping that up. And I did not pass the 11 plus exam.
Yeah.
And when my mother was asked by another lady, how I got on, she said he did not pass, but he had a very heavy cold at the time. But I was fairly good with some subjects. I weren't too bad on tables. Spelling I weren't that brilliant on, but tables, that's the main thing mm-hmm. I'd think of now.
And what was 11 times 11?
132, is it? Is it?
I thought you said it was 11-11 or something.
Well, no, well, that's... no. I always get... But I'd do sometimes even now. When we add up and take away, they used to say, do you borrow one and pay him back on the bottom one?
Ah, yeah, yeah.
That's how I do it now, see? Mm. I don't know what they do now.
Maybe something different, I'm not quite sure, but yes, but they'll be interested to know that, I'm sure.
Well, you know, like in fractions, see, or decimal points, really, that started off that, but what they used to say, do whatever it has, do away with the decimal point, then put them back
again. Yes, I remember learning.
You remember that, yeah. See?
What was the milk room?
The milk room was, well, where we used to go down, that's where they had the when they had dinners there, the dinner ladies and that used to work in the, well, they used to call it the milk, that's why, you know, right. Milk. That's all I can tell you.
But did they give you milk to drink?
Yeah, so I didn't know I had milk to drink, you know. They of course, this for later, you know, when I went as a, you know, to start off with, it changed a bit when I got older, see, didn't it? You know, because I were there till I was left school at 15, I think it was.
Right.
So I was at church school.
So during the war, did anything change in particular in terms of your school experience, or did life seem to go on pretty well?
It didn't seem. The only thing they did it. At one time, the big classroom in the middle was, they divided it, whether it was because there were more children came or what, but it started off the big room, there was the Miss Tabor's there, and then there was Mrs. Smith, and then the one in the middle was only one, that was Mr. Lindley, but then later on they put a partition down, not, you know, it's only just a, like a fence down there, really, you know, there, you know. But other than that,
so you went home. You said you went home for.
Well,
lunch,
I was going home when I was young, when I was younger. But I think I did stop the dinner then when they started dinner. I don't think we were having dinners when I started. I can't remember it was, but I knew it wasn't, because when Arthur Green stopped letting it tire down, I were going home, because we lived at Paddock Walk,
yes,
see? So that wasn't very far. But, you know, I wasn't a five-year-old then. I should have known better to stand and watch him. But Arthur Green stopped, he were another roughish, you know, he were a bit bigger, see? Well, you didn't say you don't want to do that,
no,
Arthur.
Sure.
But he, you know what I meant. You cut your mouth shut. But then when I were at, when we were asked, did anybody else see Arthur Greenstock, or like a fool, he put my hand up, didn't I?
Because you're very honest.
Well, but then again, I just think of people, you know, I know I'm going out from Genesis to Revelation now. When we were younger, not at school, we used to play a game called Jack, Show Your Light.
Mm-hmm.
Up at Bolton's Orchard, before the houses were there, and I was on with a man, and I runned off with him, and we had a torch, he run off, see, and then whoever were following, they say, Jack, show your light, so you flash your light.
Ah, yeah.
But I heard him shout, and I went, he said, don't show your light, they know where we be to. Now, that man, I called, oh, that were crafty. And I don't like to say it, he's alive now, and I know who he is, but you were crafty then, and he's crafty now.
Well, they say that your character develops very early on in life, doesn't it?
Well, no, but that sort of thing is what I mean, is you know, I can remember that. See, Jack said, because I was younger then, I went to talk. No, he said, don't do that. Well, I said, that's the game.
The whole point of the game, yeah. What can you remember about how they kept you warm in the school during cold weather?
Well, they had the stoke, what they got, like I said, the stoke hole down there. They had these pipes going round the
so there was heat. There was heating.
There was heating.
Right.
There was heating there. And the toilets weren't over bright. You had to go downstairs. Well, they were still there now. If you walked into the down the school there, you know, you could see where the toilets are. And then there's steps going down, and about four toilets there. And there was a urinal over there. And then you went down a couple more steps, and that's where they used to call that the stokehole. See where the boiler were, where they did.
Yeah.
You know.
So was there a caretaker?
Good question. I can't remember. Oh, there must have been, because they had somebody to stoke the vomit pot up, you know. But to finish up, my father were a caretaker up there years and years afterwards, see?
Did you have what we call now PE lessons, physical education? Anything like that?
I don't think we had a sports match.
Just the football playing at lunchtime, perhaps.
Well, that was what we did, you know, but I can't remember going out and, although, I don't know where we did go out and go, you know, all out of tune when you'd be up. But so no, I can't remember that,
so
sorry.
In terms of the curriculum, so the things that you learned, you said that you were, obviously learned poetry, and some poetry you learnt off by heart, which they do
well,
nowadays
that
too.
That was done to encourage you to learn it,
yes,
and then be able to go on early, see? You know, that was the idea.
That was your little carrot. Exactly.
But and the girls, see, we were all left, yes, see? Well,
yes.
And I think Mr. Lee said, well, I'm not surprised to see who's left. Well, one or two of them there would have went, but
yes,
the bullies, see?
You might be interested to know that in the curriculum now, children of that age are encouraged to learn poetry off by heart too. Yeah, it's a relatively new thing. At the moment, I don't mean it's a new thing.
No. I always remember.
It all goes round in circles in education.
Yeah.
So, you had singing, obviously. You did learn to read and write and do your tables.
Yeah.
And a bit of history, you said.
That was the only thing I can remember.
And what about geography? Do you remember learning about other countries or?
Not really. No. Honestly, I can't. Like I say, I can go back to school days. You know, a lot of things happen, but I can't actually remember. You know, but I know with the arithmetic, like a table in the fractions. I were bamboozled a bit to start off with, but you used to have the what was it? Put the thing up the top and put some up below, or turn them upside down or something like that. The decimal point, see, you know, I remember the mom said, forget the point, do, you know, multiply so-and-so with so-and-so, and then count how many.
So were they happy days, your school days, would you say, when you look back?
Yes, I think so. You think back at the people who you were with, and I meet several of them I went to school with. There's Derek Budd up at Stuart Hinks, went to school with them, see, and you know, friends.
If you had passed the 11 plus, what school would you have gone to?
Well, my brother passed, he went to Yeovil High School.
He went.
But this was when they brought in a technical school at Yeovil, I think. But you didn't pass the, you know, I think that was optional whether you could go there.
Right.
You know, another one was the Foster School in Sherborne.
Right.
And Lord Digby's, when Lord Digby's school. So,
right.
You know.
What did you wear to go to school?
Well, what I got in the on the photographs.
Was it a uniform? You had to wear a
uniform? Well, no, we didn't have uniforms.
You didn't?
No.
But you look smart, though. Yeah, you got a tie on there.
I got to open that shirt. That's a Boys Brigade badge on the thing. Because that was another thing in Melbourne.
So that's right.
Boys Brigade.
But you're wearing a nice jacket, and here you've got a tie on.
These short trousers, I expect we had on.
Yes.
We didn't have, you know.
Yes.
But then again, in these days, a lot of stuff were handed down, you know, from your brother, weren't it? You know what I mean?
Yes,
in these days. See, no, there were no uniform. There weren't like it is now.
Right.
You know, they'd be all done up and, isn't it?
And how old do you think you are in these pictures?
Well, I don't know. What do you think? 7 or 8?
Oh, I think a little bit older, perhaps.
You do? All right, might well be, maybe.
I think you might be about 10 or 11, perhaps.
Well, it could be. That's something I found, but I like going back through when you were young, you know.
They're lovely pictures.
There's a man called, in the school at Melbourne Port, see, they had a cup, and you were divided either Wellington, which was red, or Nelson, blue.
Right, sort of what might make houses.
Well, that's right, yeah. And we used to have sports, but I wasn't very good at sports. I was not very good running, so usually I had to go in the sack race.
Oh, right.
Egg and spoon.
Yes.
And the three-legged race to make up the numbers. And there was another...
Sorry, were you in Wellington or Nelson?
I were in Nelson. Right. I were blue.
Right.
See, and another thing I can remember at church school, they had the governors of the school, Miss Kerrs, they were. They lived up Station Road. And when they used to come on occasions with the Reverend Holbrook, you had to stand up immediately when they came in.
Yeah.
Because they were governors.
Right.
Never forgot that.
But not when other teachers came in.
Oh, no. No, that was the governor. They were warned that we got the governors coming. And when they come, we all stood up.
Right. And do you remember feeling respectful towards the teachers? Or did you like them, dislike them? Did you have any...
Well,
good relationship with them?
Well, Miss Tabor, see, like I told you,
yes.
She came to our wedding, mine, in all fairness.
Yeah.
But that was only when I went, you know, like... Yeah, I got on. I done the best I could. We used to have the desks for you to... And stick the chewing gum underneath the...
So the lift up...
The lift. It was just... Any chewing gum, stick it underneath there.
Yeah, well, nothing's changed.
And
did you have the little ink wells as well?
Yes,
did,
that's
is
right.
That what you
Yeah.
Did they provide you with the resources, or did you have to take your own pens?
No. You had that, you know, and you dip the ink.
Yeah. And you wrote, and they gave you books
and
paper.
Yeah, and I weren't very good. We had to write, joined up writing.
Ah, yes. Yes, so you learnt to do that.
Yes, that's what you had to do, see. But do they do that now?
I think so, yes.
They do.
I'm not absolutely sure, but I think they are encouraged to learn. It's called cursive, isn't it?
I don't know. See, they use a word, I don't understand them, see.
What about reading? Do you remember any particular books that you read in the class or were expected to read?
I can't remember that.
Like any of the classic novels like Charles Dickens
I can't see when they had the sports day, you know, we used to have it go to a road. There was a Mr. Pop Davis, he cycled every day from South Cadbury to Melbourne Port. He was a teacher.
Ah, right.
And also, you remember a Woodwick teacher, a Mr. Matthews, also a Mr. Firth, who was a nice man but a very weak teacher.
Oh.
He was very, very nice. And I can remember seeing Fred Coombs slap a piece of wet paper across his face, which caused much laughter in the class. But Fred was ordered to do that by Hector Parsons.
Naughty Hector Parsons again.
He did not do much himself. So you were forced to do as he said.
Ah, interesting.
You know, and it is sad, but I remember Miss... Because I think Mr. Bradfield was the head then, and he heard the laughter, and he went in, and I think Mr. Firth never really said he's been and done that. He didn't want to cause any trouble, see. And I remember once he used to drive his car, and I remember up going up Gainsborough once, a girl, I think her name was Doreen Budd, she led in the middle of the road when he were coming up.
So they used to sort of tease him a bit.
Well, a little bit, see, but he was a nice man, see, but see, people, you know, like Rector Parsons, see, used to encourage you to go to do that. He didn't do nothing, see. He didn't do nothing.
Just gave the instructions.
Yes, sir. And another thing, see, when you played football, well, no, this was later on, when you played football, if the ball went over Clark, Mr. Clark, his name was, he was the one we called down the factory, in Bradfield, they'd had a complaint that nobody, you know, if he goes over there, you go once and ask, but don't.
They'd keep going.
Well, yeah. Of course, you'd go over two or three times. Well, you know, they used to say to the younger, you be young, we'll whip you up and get over. Well, we need to do it, see, we need to come back. Mr. Bradford were watching, see, and really, you know, your older boys, the older boys weren't going to do it, see? So the younger boys, you know, and that sort of thing.